All right, welcome everybody to Every Second Matters for December 2017. This is the legislation update. So just something quick I'm going to throw together, see what type of stuff was happening with different laws and state level and federal level in the past month, so the month of November. Start off something that just very recently happened because it's on the top of my head. Bill H.R. 38 was passed out of the subcommittee. That is basically national reciprocity. Did something for the first time and actually watched the thing live over on Gun Channels. It was really fun being able to comment along with everybody else. And basically, all the Democrats in that subcommittee kept trying to add amendments that had nothing to do with the original law, and they kept getting shot down. And then they would reinduce it again and get shot down. They seriously introduced like the same amendment three or four times. It's like, we already voted no on like expanded background checks. And then they do something about some stupid little thing. And then the guy's like, I have another amendment. What if we had universal background checks? It's like, yeah, we already said no to that, you dummy, but whatever. Also on that same day, they voted on, they're calling it Fix NICS, which, okay, that's a dumb name because NICS already sucks and I don't think you can fix it. But that's 4477, I believe. And unfortunately, that one actually also did pass. Now, one of the things I've heard people talk about is that they're afraid it would add new people to the prohibited persons list or this, that, or the other. I don't quite see it that way. I see it as it was all a money grab because all of the amendments were about getting money for different federal organizations so that they could implement this. The basics of the bill is that it would force federal agencies and state attorney generals, well, it would incentivize state attorney generals to release a report like every other year saying that we certify that everyone that we know of that's a prohibited person has been submitted into the NICS system. So it's kind of like an accountability thing. But like I said, I saw it as just they're going to now want money to do that report. Like, well, we got to hire 10 more people. You better give us more money so that we can have them sit here and do the study or do the report. That one also, the Dems tried to add a bunch of amendments to that, which had nothing to do with, you know, reporting NICS. You know, it was ridiculous. And same thing, each amendment got voted down two or three times, and they just reintroduced basically the exact same language. One of the things interesting in there is there is an amendment that will have a study, just commission a study for how often bump stocks are used in crime. Now, the one dude, he kept trying to say, I think we don't need to study because we already know the answer. I'm putting that in huge quotes. See, he's smart enough. He already knows the answer. Therefore, we should just go ahead and ban them right now. I'm kind of encouraging the study. It's a waste of money, but at least they're going to come back with the answer of, yeah, like maybe once, you know, because we're still not even sure 100% with the whole Vegas thing of did he even use them or you just have them in the same room. It's really interesting that they can't even tell us what type of guns were specifically used, like which ones can they tell had, you know, powder marks on them or which ones were hot or whatever. I'm not putting on my tinfoil hat. So anyways, let's get into some of the other stuff. One of the other things, these first ones I'm just doing off the top of my head, is there was a couple of Supreme Court cases that the Supreme Court decided not to hear. One of them was a challenge to the assault weapons ban. I think that was from Massachusetts. The other one, which I know a little bit, is Florida versus McDonald, and that was basically an open carry case where the guy had a concealed carry permit. He was concealed carrying, but I don't know if he didn't have a belt on. Somehow his pants sagged down, his shirt rode up, and somebody saw his gun, and they consider that open carrying, and since Florida, it's illegal to open carry, he got in trouble for that. So they're basically saying, like, that's kind of dumb. Especially since he already went through the stuff to get the permit for concealed carry, and he just, like, didn't tuck his shirt in good enough or whatever. Like I said, maybe he didn't have a belt. I'm not sure. But they decided not to hear those, either one of those cases. And the interesting thing is I've yet to see, they, like, declined to hear it, but nobody wrote a dissent. Now, back when Peruta got declined, there was a dissent written by some of the more conservative judges that were like, this is ridiculous. We should have heard this case because the people need to know the Second Amendment's alive and well, blah, 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 whatever. And this time, it just whoever made up the decision, we're not going to hear it. And no one challenged them on it. No one wrote a dissent saying, I think we should have heard it because that's, we need to figure this out once and for all. Now, going over to Massachusetts, this is from the beginning of the month, November 3rd. Gun control bill was signed. Wow, carries punishment of up to life. That sucks. Blah, blah, blah. So-and-so governor signed H 4008, prohibits the possession of bump stocks and trigger cranks. Violations of this provision by merely possessing these accessories carry excessive punishments. In addition to the possibility of life imprisonment, a minimum mandatory sentence is 18 months. So Massachusetts, at the state level, has banned bump stocks and trigger cranks. Now, I don't know if they use the same wording as like the, rate increase device, which we've talked about before, could be anything from a recoil spring or, a polished trigger or whatever. If they specifically just call them bump stocks and trigger cranks, I'd like to know what those definitions of those two words are and what actually falls into it. I still think it's dumb, but either way, I don't know if it's as bad as the one that they tried to get federally, but it's still bad, and that sucks. It's bump stocks, a chunk of plastic that is kind of neat to play with, maybe. I mean, it doesn't do much, in my opinion, but whatever. So now we move on to Michigan. The Senate to vote on self-defense bills. So the committee passed Senate Bill 584, 585, and 586, a 3-2 vote. And that was basically addressing gun-free zones. It would basically expand where you could carry. And then Senate Bill 527, which ensures that people that want to be foster parents can also still have their Second Amendment right. I think you guys remember last month I talked about it. There was a thing where if you wanted to be a foster parent, they would say you can't have guns in the house if you want to foster this kid. So the committee passed it. I guess it's going out to the main floor, and that's still upcoming from what I can see. So hopefully those pass. I don't know the exact details of exactly which gun-free zones, but if I remember correctly, it was just like, churches and the school parking lot or something like that. All right. This one is actually kind of good news as the fact that it's no news, and that's over in Illinois. So the Illinois House of Representatives has adjourned, and they did that before bringing up Senate Bill 333 and 1657. Both of those were would put extra regulation on gun stores. I think that was like a state level firearm dealer permit. I think it kind of mimicked the FFL, but it was going to be at the state level and I think have more restrictive stuff. I mean, it's dumb. The feds already take care of that, and I don't see why the state has to also. But I don't think they're necessarily dead. It's just they haven't passed yet. So that's one of those no news is good news. And we'll obviously keep an eye on that in the future. Do-do-do. Let's move on. Okay. Ohio self-defense legislation scheduled for committee hearing. This was from November 13th. Senate Bill 180 expands the circumstance in which a person has no duty to retreat before using force in self-defense. So it's just kind of strengthening like a stand your ground type of thing. Well, I guess the hearing was November 14th. So hopefully people showed up and spoke favorably of self-defense. It doesn't say anything in here about if it's getting voted on or anything. A lot of times they just do the hearing and then a little bit later they vote on stuff. So, anyways, in Ohio, which I think already has pretty good stand your ground laws. So I guess just making a little bit better. That's always good. New Jersey. Anti-gun lawmakers seek duplicate ban on bump stocks. This is blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really have a number on it, but basically they were wanted, they attempting to introduce like a bump stock ban. However, since they already have an assault weapons ban, you know, quote unquote, with basically if anything has a pistol grip or a retractable stock, then it's considered an assault weapon. The bump stock would be considered that because there's a pistol grip attached to it, and it, you know, you can adjust it as well as it can just free slide. So technically they're already banned because they would be considered an assault weapon part. But they just want to put another one in. So this way, if they do ever get the assault weapons banned overturned, then they'd still have to get the bump stock banned overturned. So they're kind of doubling up and making it doubly legal. That was from November 29th. So I don't think it necessarily went anywhere yet. They just said that they were introducing it. It didn't even have a number attached to it. Now we move over to Florida. It's also from the 29th. So this we're already near the end of the month here. And so this stuff I think is still kind of going on now. Basically, there's pro-gun bills are scheduled for a vote. The Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, December 5th. That's coming up this week. So maybe we can do something for the Florida people like we did with at the federal level. And if they stream it online or, you know, whatever, at least somehow figure out, get the footage from it. But anyways, write your peoples and tell them you support, you know, gun rights and gun freedom. So SB 274, private property rights for churches. So the current law prohibits churches from having armed security, and this would let's see, would that change that? Yeah, it basically restores the private property rights of churches. They can have armed security, or they can allow a person with a license to carry to have a firearm on the property of the church. Which I think, yeah, I mean, it should be up to your choice. How come the government's like, oh no, churches are whatever, some special category, you can't have guns there. Even if everyone at the church is like, yeah, we don't mind if the guns are here. So anyway, Senate Bill 134 is courthouses and firearms. Authorize concealed weapons or concealed firearm license to temporarily surrender a weapon or firearm when they approach the courthouse and retrieve it upon exit. Okay, so I guess they have a place you could drop off your gun instead of having to lock it in your car. Whatever. I guess that's good, but it's just a small step. And then Senate Bill 148, open carry protection. Says prohibits a person licensed to carry a concealed weapon from being charged with a crime for exposing a firearm to the sight of another person. It reduces the penalty for first and second violations, blah, 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 blah. So it's, you still technically can't open carry, but if like the McDonald case, it you accidentally exposed a concealed firearm to the sight of someone else, or maybe even on purpose, I guess, it reduces the penalty. I mean, there's still some type of penalty, maybe get a ticket or something. Okay, yeah, it can. The firearm does not violate certain provisions if the firearm is temporarily openly displayed. So yeah, it's just if, you know, like I said, your shirt rides up or your pants sag down a little bit or something like that. Anyways, that's all I have actually for right now. So I don't let me know if I missed something. Certainly you can bring that up in the full Every Second Matters chat later today. Comment on this video and feel free to play parts of this video if you're doing your own Second Amendment advocacy thing. If I've summarized the information well, or you just like hearing the sound of my voice, feel free to play it on your show if you're out there doing podcasts and whatnot. So that's gonna wrap it up for me. Thanks. I see you got some people watching live. I appreciate you watching live, and I'll catch you all guys next month.